The Mishnah says in Sukkah and the Beis Amin Aleph, Sukkah sha igavoa milamala michaf amak psula. Sukkah above 20 amas high is pasuk, is pusle. Approximately 30 to 40 feet. So the Mishnah says that Sukkah is not kosher. Why isn't it kosher? Why do we discriminate against high, tall Sukkahs? So Rava says, because the pasuk says, "Bas tukas teshvu shivas yamim vayikra chaf gimel membeis 23:42," and the fact that since the Torah says a sukkah, you should dwell in 7 days, the implication is it's a short-term stay. You build the sukkah like you're building a place for 7 days, not like you're building a place for 7 years, for 7 days. So therefore, Rava says the pasuk comes to exclude any sukkah built in a permanent fashion. Because by definition, over 20 amas, 30 to 40 feet, so for it to even stand apparently for a week, it needs to have a strong structure or else it's going to fall down. What about a sukkah that's less than 20 amas that's built more permanently? So that's mutter, as long as it's only the schach. Because since it's potentially one can build a weak structure in a non-permanent fashion will last for 7 days. So the fact you actually built a wall that's permanent, more permanent is not a problem. So the luck is, sukkah shikavua m'malach hafam psula, because the implication, according to this reason and other reasons, but according to this reason, because the pasuk implies you need a diras arai, and the walls have to be made temporarily, and you build it over 20 amas, that by definition means it's permanent. So Tosis over there points out that even though the walls of the sukkah can be made in a permanent, more kavua, the schach obviously cannot be. And since by sukkah, schach is the main part of the sukkah, so even if it's less than 20 amas high, so if it's over 20 amas high, even if the structure, it's a no-go, because it's, again, it's basukkah's teshu shiva shamim. If it's under 20 amas but permanent walls, that's okay, since it can be made without, but the schach cannot be arranged in a permanent fashion, or else even under 20 amas, that is a no-go. How does Tosus know this? So he quotes a Mishnah in Tainis, Beis Amin Aleph, which says that what happened when it rains on the night of Sukkot, the first night of Sukkot, during the Yentav of Sukkot, it's a simen klola, it's a bad sign, because rainfall, if it rains, you're not going to be able to sit in the sukkah. So what's the implication, Tosis says in this Mishnah? The implication is you can't make the sukkah rainproof. Because if you did, what would be the problem with rain? Who cares if it's rain? If you could have a waterproof sukkah, so the mashma, the fact that it's a simen klola, that must mean, Tosis says, that you can't have a permanent schach. That is the opinion. The Torah quotes this, that according to Tosfos, a sukkah is pasul if it has very thick covering of schach, which, i.e., prevents the rain from coming, entering. That is the opinion of the Bali Tosfos. The Arach Lanier, he wants to say that according to the Rush, he disagrees with Tosfos. And according to the Rush, the Mishnah Tainish, which says a rain shower, if it rains, is a simen klola, even though you could theoretically make a rainproof sukkah. And according to Tosfos, that shows that a rainproof schach is a no-go, because that's why it's called a simen klola. So the Rush says, no, really maybe a rainproof schach is good, but it's still a simen klola, because most people aren't going to make it, and therefore for them, they won't be able to sit in the sukkah. perhaps you could just say anyway, then no, that according to the Rush, that eating, even if you have a rainproof sukkah, what's the difference? If the halach is when you rain, you have a universal exemption. I guess if you assume that, if you assume it's only based on mitzvah patum in that sukkah, so then you could sit in a waterproof, then this is an inyan to sit in a waterproof sukkah. I mean, if you assume by definition, anyway, if it's raining, a siman kol is telling me that even if you have waterproof, you can't fulfill the mitzvah sukkah. You might be physically sitting in the sukkah, but there's not going to be any kiyam ha-mitzvah. In other words, the shaila is, from the fact the Mishnah Tanya says it's a siman kola. So why is it? So according to Tosus, it's telling me more than it's a siman kola. It's telling me that it must be that Tosus assumes if you could sit in your sukkah without getting rained on, it's a dinner mitzvah and it's not a problem. Therefore, the conclusion is that you can't sit in a rainproof sukkah because then it wouldn't be a siman kola. Therefore, we're forced to say it's possible. The Rush says no. It could be a siman kola even with a rainproof because perhaps, maybe universally, it's you're putter from the sukkah anyway. In fact, that's a discussion not with the thickwood, but in terms that we have dinim mitzvah. In other words, if you're sitting, let's say it's raining and you sit in the sukkah, let's say I'm not mitzvah. Well, pashas al pi halacha doesn't make it. Generally, mitzvah is, it is relative to a person, like how cold it is, different things like that. But rain seems to be a universal thing. So I don't mean rain like it's a little drizzling, it's spitting, but let's say it's pouring rain. So pashtis, you know, you could be a hedgehog. In other words, you could be a fool sitting in the sukkah. And obviously, I don't know if it's mini chabad or some chabadniks, they hold that like it's more mitzvah for me to be eating inside than eating in the rain. So, again, so if you're chabad, so maybe that's your minik. Pashtith, if it's pouring rain outside, it's a universal exemption, kind of like maybe like the Ran is saying. And in fact, they point that as well. The Mishnah says, on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that a sukkah, which has a thick covering, kind of like a house, a very thick covering is good. We just finished saying it's no good, according to Tosfos, for sure it's no good. And perhaps, according to the Rush, we'll have to see. So the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say, even if it's so thick that you can't see any light coming in, any rays from the stars, it's still kosher. So that seems to be a raya for the Rush. So Tosfos would answer, no, there's a difference between a thick schach covering the rays of light is one madrega, but to keep rain from falling in, that's even thicker. And therefore, he makes a different level, different degrees, how thick the schach is. But according to the Rush, it's not a problem. Also, the Rush, quoting Yerushalmi, that even the Rush agrees with Chatchila, that one sukkah should be, you should have a sukkah that where your lights can come in, Chatchila. So according to everyone, Chatchila, you shouldn't place very thick rainproof covering, because of schach on one sukkah, because that would certainly block the light anyway. Even according to Rush, l'chadchila you shouldn't do it. But according to the Rush, it doesn't necessarily prove. So even the Rush would agree not to do it because you're covering the light. So when I see a machlokes, Tosis in the Rush, whether by definition, because since the Mishnah says it's a siman kol if it rains, does that preclude the fact that you could have thick enough schach to block the rain? Everyone agrees that if it's thick enough to block the light, it's okay. The machlokes Tosis in the Rush is by rain, but by definition, if it's if it's blocking the rain, it's blocking the sunlight. So lechatchila, according to everybody, one should not have a kavua, very thick like type of schach. So that gets into also the question of thick schach. Gets into what about on Shabbos? Could you cover up the sukkah? It's a tasa luminosity. It's about, we'll get into, we'll have a shiur on it, but going to the postkim, if it's done, you know, there are ways where it can be done, where one can cover the schach on Shabbos and then undo the schach, and we don't consider it tasa luminosity.